In front of busy stores in Thomasville's historic downtown are miniature houses painted in bright colors and fun patterns, pinks and greens, blues and reds, even polka dots. They're called Little Free Libraries, and they're situated strategically around the blocks, offering piles of books, everything from Mitch Albom to Danielle Steele, and they're there for the taking.
We have things like book fairies that come along and put books in them. The store owners, they become the keeper of those.
Darlene Crosby Blackman is the public art director for the Thomasville Center for the Arts. The little houses stuffed with books appeared last year during the city's annual public art event called Flaunt, which promotes a cause like recycling or literacy. The arts community also built artwork using books that were damaged.
We had an artist competition where the artists were given books and they had to create a window installation. And they could only use books to do it. And so it was a way to use books that would have been destroyed. And the ones that we used, that we actually cut, were ones that were missing pages and that sort of thing.
The Little Free Library system works on a sort of honor system. The books don't have to be checked out like you would in a traditional library. Instead, people can walk right up, grab a book, read it, and drop it off. No deadline for return required. Sometimes, Blackman says, the books end up finding forever homes, and other times they pop back up unexpectedly.
Here at Studio 209, where I work, we have one, and last week the book, I noticed it was empty, and when I came in this week, it was filled up. So someone brought books and put in it. I have no idea who. These things happen in the night sometimes, I think.
The Little Free Libraries are now a permanent fixture in the area, but they'll soon be joined by another art project, Yellow Bicycles. The bikes are already showing up around Thomasville to promote healthy living, and that will coincide with this year's Flaunt focus, neighborhood revitalization. Stores, food trucks, and performance art troupes and venues will begin showing up on a Thomasville neighborhood that's seen better days. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.